few minutes after.
Yeah, I think you should go ahead.
Okay. My clock says it's 2 minutes after 7. All right. So good evening and welcome to the March 5th, 2024 meeting of the Orland Park Plan Commission. If everybody would kindly stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
It's a good conversation.
The first item of business via roll call. Commissioner Schuessler.
Here.
Commissioner Paul.
Here.
Commissioner Zamparelli.
Here.
Commissioner Zatar.
Here.
Commissioner Sanchez, not here. And Commissioner Nugent.
Here.
And I'm the chairman, Barisi. Okay, commissioners, we've had a chance. Well, I move that we, first of all, we call this meeting to order. We've all had a chance to read the minutes we received of the February 20th, 2024 Plan Commission meeting. Yeah, they were pretty thick. And so that's good. It was a good discussion. And so I will entertain a motion to approve those minutes or whatever.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I'd move that these minutes be approved as presented.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion by Commissioner Schuessler and a second by Commissioner Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And Joe, you will abstain. Okay. I move we open public hearings with public hearing number 2024-0168, Spur 2 Water Intake Structure, 8800 Thistlewood Lane, special use for public utility structure in an R3 zoning district.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Paul. In favor?
Aye.
Staff?
Yep. I would like to begin by requesting that the staff report is entered into the record as written, as presented. So the petitioner, who is the Village of Orland Park, is seeking approval of a site plan, building elevations, a special use for a public utility structure, and a special use for a public utility structure located within 25 feet of a side lot line to construct a water intake structure at 8800 Thistlewood Lane. The proposed intake structure is a component of the ongoing Spur 2 project, and this is just a small portion of it. The utility structure aligns with the land use designation in the comprehensive plan for this area with the community and institutional land use associated with this parcel. And the site currently contains a public utility structure, but does not have an existing special use permit on file for it. And that's because when that original structure was built, it was not regulated in the R3 residential district. So as you can see on the image, the existing water pumping station and reservoir building is located on the south side of the parcel on 8800 Thistlewood. And it also contains a parking lot for 5 vehicles. The proposed area for the new intake structure is on the north side of the lot. It's located approximately 2.5 feet away from the northern lot line and will be accessed from Liberty School's parking lot at that southern corner shown here. The impacted parking lot configuration for Liberty was noted in the approved ordinance for Liberty School's expansion that occurred last year. And the proposed building shown up here will be constructed to match the existing building located on the south side of the parcel. The main structure will be constructed of the same colored brick, which is right up on the table here. And it's going to match the existing building, and it will have the same siding on the top as well. And that structure is about, I want to say, 22 feet tall. And then up on the screen is the existing building to show that the colors match. Staff has also added a condition to apply for an appearance review for this for final landscape. I'm sorry, for foundation landscaping around the building, if it's feasible for this project, with the intent to match the existing landscaping that's shown in front of the existing building. And staff recommends approving the two special use permits, the site plan and the building elevations with our standard conditions, but also adding that condition to apply for an appearance review for future proposed landscaping prior to the final inspection of the subject property.
Thank you. I see we have some folks out there. Is anybody from the public here that wanted to speak on this petition? About this petition? About this project?
Yes.
Please, you need to step up to the mic. This is recorded. We will swear you in. Raise your right hand.
Raise your right hand, please. Sir, thank you. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that any testimony you present tonight in this matter will be the truth and nothing but the truth? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Thank you.
And your name and address for the record, sir.
My name is Kenneth O'Neill.
Can you raise the microphone so we can hear you? Thank you.
My name is Kenneth O'Neill.
Okay.
My home is at 15301 Royal Georgian. So my backyard is directly on the northwest edge of the reservoir there. So my only interest is, I don't have any objection to the construction of the facility. My only interest is just an idea of the physical size relative to the existing building and what will be contained in this building. Is it motorized equipment? Because right now the existing building, I mean, it doesn't happen that frequently. There is an emergency backup generator that operates periodically. Is this going to be another motorized device containing some centrifugal pumps or something? It's going to be noisy, essentially.
Could you help us with that?
I can answer that. Yeah, it's actually just a entrance to the underground access to the water pipe.
So it's basically just a static.
Correct.
Just a static.
Yeah, so there's going to be two entrances. It's just a stairway going down.
In terms of access, is there going to be an additional driveway or any type of?
So the driveway is shown up on the screen. It's just going to be connected from the southern portion of the Liberty parking lot.
So it'll be a component to the corner of the existing parking lot that's next to the
yes,
playground.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay, so there's not going to be any
no
traffic.
No new road.
The western
no
edge. Okay.
That's correct. And then there's also no pumps in the building yeah either.
Okay, that's fine. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Well, good. Thank you for coming. Appreciate it. Anybody else? Sure, you want to step up?
Hi, good evening. Evening. Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that any testimony you present tonight will be the truth and nothing but the truth? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Thank
I
you.
I do. My name is
your
George.
Name and address for the record, please.
My name is George Lovin. I live right across from the pumping station. It's 8827 Thistlewood Lane. I know the roads are all tore up. When they complete the roads, are they going to put a patch job again? Or, you know, because them streets were just done a couple years ago.
What was the question? Are we going to be patching the road afterwards?
Have we torn up some streets as a result of this project?
So any damage that may be caused because of the project, we will fix it to its original condition.
No, I'm talking about when you're done, what's the condition of the streets going to be like? Will this be another patch job? Or it's going to sink and we're going to...
He said they would reface it.
Huh?
He said they would reface the street.
Yeah? All right.
So which street you're talking about, sir?
I'm talking where I live, Thistlewood, and go down Rain Tree, because that's a lot of traffic where the school's at. Kids going, you know, cars.
So
I don't know. The Rain Tree would be an access point as a result of this project.
Chairman Parisi, I also have Dan Caruso, who is also the resident engineer for the project. Dan, if you could answer that question, whatever this gentleman is asking for. Specifically, if you're asking that if we have caused where the pipes have gone into the ground,
right,
they will be repaired with asphalt on it, and then in the next year or two, Village is coming back to repave all of these roads as part of our roadway maintenance program.
Is that written down? Is that in the contract? Is it down? To rebuild, repaved?
So repaving, sir, is included in the contract for the part that is damaged. The one I'm talking to you about is the village project. That is a separate project by itself that will be done, I believe, in the next 1 to 2 years.
Okay. There's money for that allowed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all.
Thank you. Thank you for attending. Appreciate it. Thank you, Kirsch. Is it? Okay. I will go to our commissioners. Commissioner Zamparelli.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's pretty cut and dry to me. I've been watching this project, and I'm enjoying it. I'm amazed that it took us this long to get this backup water system in. We've been fortunate we haven't had a problem. So I have no major questions, no questions.
Okay. Commissioner Nugent?
Two quick questions. You know, they had the sign that out a long time about Oak Lawn, and I realize, you know, the pumping station in Oak Lawn is the originator, but everything about this project is our property, right?
Is what?
The village property.
Comment has some.
Yeah, so it is on village property, but I believe it's Oak Lawn doing the construction.
So, Commissioner, that is on our property, Oak Lawn doing the construction, but also Oak Lawn will own the system as well.
Okay, but we own the building. The building we're building.
As soon as the building is ours. Inside the building is ours, outside the building is Oak Lawn. Anything outside the building, infrastructure-wise, it will be owned and maintained by Oak Lawn. Inside the building is ours.
Okay. That's a good question. And then, and just as the tie-in, so the school parking lot project, which was part of the addition, do we have to talk about that now or in the future?
I believe you have already discussed that part. That is part of this project. The playground that will be replaced with this project will be done for this project, but we'll do it a little bit later in the project when we get to that stage. Okay. But it will be part of this project.
All right, because I remember when we did it with the addition. All right, that's it.
Thank you, Jan. Commissioner Schuessler.
This is a project that's a long time in coming, and this is a very, very small part of it. Spur 2, when I was last on the Board of Trustees, was 2015, and we had been talking about it 4 or 5 years before that. So it's been going on a long time. It's desperately needed because the main water line that serves Orland Park and I think 11 mm-hmm. other municipalities in the southwest, going all the way to Country Club Hills, Madsen, New Lenox, Mokena. The main line that right now goes into our reservoir was under Stony Creek in Oak Lawn. And a lot of people don't realize it, but there was a break several years ago of that line. It goes under the creek. And they were fortunate in getting it fixed very quickly. But there is no, at that time, and right now, there is no redundant system for water. So if that hadn't been repaired quickly, Orland Park and all these other municipalities would have been, I guess the expression would be, up the creek without a paddle.
With bad water.
So this project brings a second water line all the way from Oak Lawn. It goes through Chicago Ridge and Palos, some of the time under road, some of the time on a ComEd right-of-way. And eventually there's a line that comes in from, I can't remember the engineering, it's been so long, but...
Tinley Creek?
It comes down the right-of-way and then it comes west and eventually comes into our reservoir. So this is really, has been needed for a long time and this is a very minor part of it. It's kind of a no-brainer.
Thank you, Commissioner Schuessler, for that useful and informative information. Thank you. Commissioner Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like this is pretty, you know, pretty simple. I mean, from our standpoint, obviously we have to get the water in. Like Commissioner Schuessler said, we almost had a problem a few years ago. This is a great way to avoid that. I have no problem with it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Commissioner Zatar?
Just trying to learn a little bit here. Maybe the staff can help me understand the...
Could you speak into your mic? I'm having a hard time.
Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trying to understand the project a little bit more. So there's an existing building there, and this building's going to be built around the existing building?
So the existing building is on the south end of the property. The new intake structure is on the north end of the property.
Bottom of the screen, top of the screen.
So this would be the new structure, which is a lot smaller than the one that's currently there. And then the current building is on the south end of the street by Thistlewood Lane.
Oh, that makes sense. I see the line work around the existing building. I guess that's survey or...
The white is the existing building.
Or is that
building?
Proposed?
The white is the existing building. If you look up there, what you see with the white roof, that's the existing pump station. And there's four huge pumps there. And the area between that white and the little thing we're talking about up in the top there, the little rectangular black, all that grass area that you see between there, there's an underground reservoir that has three huge cells that... store our water. So in the event we were cut off at some point, we'd have a couple of days' supply.
Yeah, understood. So nothing's being done to the existing building, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, the line work confused me.
Yeah, sorry, that was just an overlay just to get a better visual of the property.
I always see line work and I say that's proposed and I'm trying to figure out what's proposed, but it sounds like it. I think what you're saying is that's existing line work.
Correct.
It's solid line, though. So the new building, is it taller than the old building?
No, I believe it's around the same height.
How tall?
22 feet.
22 feet.
Okay. And you said it's all on Orland property, but does that mean the school is on Orland property, or is that the school property? Because you're tying into their driveway.
Yeah, so the school had some conditions outlined last year when they got approved for their expansion to allow for a new easement on their property when they submit their plat. So this was all planned prior.
Good.
Yeah, very cool.
Good thinking.
Seems like a big structure, but mm-hmm. Sure you guys studied it. Thanks for the explanation.
That's it. Thanks, Joe. Well, I have nothing to add. I think it's a very straightforward and necessary project. So I would just entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Schuessler.
Regarding case number 2024-0168, also known as Spur 2 Water Intake Structure, I move to approve the staff recommended action as presented in the staff report to the Plan Commission for this case.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Schuessler, seconded by Commissioner Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
No.
Good. Well, thank you. I move that we close public hearings.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Zamparelli. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. There are no closed hearings. You all, with your paperwork, you've got a list of petitions. Should have been attached with your packets. And so... Other than that,
Completion date
is Spur 2. Well, we have water running through Spur 2.
In a while.
So the project will complete late this year. The water is still, I would say, 2 years away, maybe 3 years away, because Oak Lawn is still working on some other section that is not connected to our water line. So I would say it's between 2 to 3 years away before we will get water, but our project will be done then by the end of this year. Majority of the work will be done. Am I right, Dan? February of 2025, we will be out of the project.
Okay, well, thank you. With that, I move that we adjourn at 7:18 p.m. Seconded by Commissioners. Tyra, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. And thanks again, folks, for coming to the meeting. Really appreciate it.
Chairman, we're closed.
Thank you.
I owe you one. Future positions for the one that we can see there.
Thank you.
That's going to be a lot of discussion.
Is that in 2 weeks?
No.
That's sometime in the future?
Yeah.
Which one? That Phillips Cross?
20 Rollins Square Drive?
Yeah, no, that's not, I don't think that's immediate future.
I don't know how that's going to fit there.
Yeah, on the outside of the fence.
Okay. I'll
make a note of that because I believe there was supposed to be a sidewalk.
Why do you think
Okay.
Well, with at least 150 they have the ability to use the overall purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy's is an off-site building, but very much
they do have a lot of land around it, but I'll agree with you that that seems like a small spot. You get something with the potential that could do that kind of business.
No, definitely.
I wouldn't approve that without a couple of